The World and Its Perfect Counterpart. The Creation Plan of God. Research shows that the world we inhabit is built upon the principle of pairs. Everywhere we look, reality appears in complementary forms: electrons and protons, positive and negative charges, light and darkness, male and female, man and woman. Balance, contrast, and relationship define the structure of existence, giving meaning and direction to all that we observe. This world, too, has a corresponding pair, though of a very different kind. That other world is ideal and perfect, free from limitation, decay, and defect. There, human desires will be fulfilled in a complete and lasting sense. Entry into that realm, however, is not automatic. Only those who possess the required merit will be admitted. Without such eligibility, no one can cross its threshold. The present world is not the final stage of existence. It is the first and temporary phase of a much larger divine plan. According to this plan, the world has been created as a selection ground. Human beings are born here to live for a limited time under specific conditions, so that it may become clear who is fit to be settled in the perfect world of the hereafter and who is not. Those who succeed will be chosen for eternal life, while those who fail will be excluded. On what basis will this decisive selection be made? According to the Creator's plan, there is only one criterion: the right or wrong use of the freedom granted to human beings. Freedom is the defining test of human life. How a person chooses, acts, restrains himself, or rebels determines his eternal destiny. A true human being is one who rises above the false conditioning of his environment, aligns his life with the will of God, and consciously prepares during the pre-death phase for the life that follows death. In this world, every individual is under examination. A complete record of every life is being prepared. When history reaches its end and a new age dawns, the unseen Creator appears. A true human being is one who rises above the false conditioning of his environment, aligns his life with the will of God, and consciously prepares during the pre-death phase for the life that follows death. Victory in this world is only for the one who has the courage to accept defeat.